Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw at TCO Studios inside Winter Park, coming to you after another disappointing loss for your Minnesota Vikings. They fall to 5-2. We know you're disappointed. We are too. Let's try and find some ways to fix it with some of your questions. The first one is a positive one. It comes from Justin in Madison, Wisconsin. Which Vikings defender is having the best season so far? I think you can point to a number of different defenders on the Vikings defense who are standing out. Well, let's go with Brian Robinson. I don't know if he's having the best season, but he's having a very good season. Brian Robinson leads the Vikings in tackles for loss. And as he enters another stage in his career, he is adapting. He's even able to be a stand-up defender in the middle of the defensive line in some sub-packages. So I admire a lot about the way Brian Robinson is playing. He's been very good against the run, and of course you can use him on passing downs. Ian in Strasburg, Virginia has the next question. Are you at all concerned that Philadelphia may have exposed our weaknesses and opposing teams are using that film to exploit us? Well, there's no doubt Philadelphia had a good plan going into the game 2 weeks ago, but the Bears had a different plan than Philadelphia. So while the Eagles did put a good game on tape, I think the Bears put a different game. Both of them were good enough to win. Now, with that being said, the Vikings do have flaws that they need to fix, and they'll try and do that on a short week as they get ready for the Lions on Sunday. Juan from Mexico asks, I've been a fan for 30 years and am usually optimistic, but with how we've been outplayed the last two games, I can't help but wonder if it's time to panic. Time to panic? The guy on your screen, he won't let this team panic. Listen, it's hard to win games with the way the Vikings have been playing the last 2 weeks, but it's even harder to win games if you're panicking. Zimmer won't let that happen in this building, and that's going to lead to a turnaround really soon. Raceland has the next question. What do Mike Zimmer and company need to do to make our defense as scary as it was through the first 5 weeks of the season? Well, the key is complementary football. I don't know that the Vikings defense is playing much worse than it did in the first 5 weeks, but the team as a unit needs to play better. Special teams complementing the offense and the defense, the offense and the defense complementing one another. We haven't seen that as much as we saw early in the season when Eric Kendricks was returning interceptions for touchdowns and Danielle Hunter was making plays in the end zone and Marcus Sherrills was returning punts for touchdowns. Some of those plays can help the offense get back on track. That's what I expect to start see happening more of beginning on Sunday. David asks, what has happened to this team? Where is the swagger? Something happened over the bye week or something happened internally? That's what it feels like to me. No, I don't think any of that is the case. I think the Vikings have run up against two teams who had good plans and played really hard, and both of those games were on the road. It's hard to win in this league, and it's hard to win on the road in this league. For the Vikings, they'll be the home team on Sunday. Hopefully that will help them get back on track. The last question comes from Allen in Illinois. What do we have to do to improve our offensive line to give Bradford and our running backs more protection? Well, I think the key for these guys is going to be time. Remember, this is a group that's been ravaged by injury, so new combinations are happening all the time. It's going to take them some time to gain some synergy. The key is not dropping a bunch of games while this group forms that synergy. I think those guys can do it. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back again next week, so submit your questions to the email address on the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com this week for some great content. We sat down with Jeff Locke for a spotlight interview to hear what he's thought about his season so far. Also, another edition of 96 Questions with B-Rob coming at you this week.